This show is sponsored by Gordo, Dharma Wheelies, Benjamin, Big Boy Farts 666, Crispy 808, Despicable Dogs, Electro Pirate, Fancy Pants, It's Leon Motherfucker, Jesus Penis, Anonymous, MST3 Clay, Phone Losers of America, Turbo, The High Level Squirrel, and Parkman. Thanks to everyone for supporting the show. You can find us at immoralwhole.com. You can find our live shows at immoraljuice.com. You can find our archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can help support the show by visiting patreon.com/madhousemilitia or visit immoralwhole.com/show/contribute. A handful of the first calls in this episode have excessive reverb due to a miscommunication on one of the participants' machines due to us switching from Discord voice chat to Mumble voice chat. This will be fixed in future releases.
Hello?
Hello, you?
Who's this?
Yes, I'm Roger from the Royal Service. We've heard about the accusations against you. How do you plead?
You have the wrong number.
Good evening, Teasers. Hello?
Hey, you? Hey,
good evening, Teasers Men's Club. May I help you?
Hi. Hey. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I've got a new bikini. I'm on the fine.
Thank you for calling the world famous Cheetah Club.
Hi.
My dick is so fucking hard right now.
Hi, could you turn down the music? I can't hear shit.
Turn up the music, please. I can't hear anything. Stop, please.
Hello?
Ending Creek Pickup, how can I help you?
What is this?
Ending Creek Pickup, how can I help you?
The steakhouse?
Hello?
Can you...
I got beef steak.
Hey, I'm a little hard of hearing. Can you speak up, please?
How can I help you?
Hi, do you guys have chicken tikka masala? Do you have chicken tikka masala?
No, we do not.
Do you have vegan beef?
What the fuck do you have then?
Listen to them. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for the vegan beef.
Hi, my dick is so hard right now because my balls are touching your face.
Say we have pork butt. We have pork butt.
No, you don't.
No.
I've seen your butt. It's not pork butt.
Nice big old hams. You just gotta put some ham on the plate. Woo, yeah. Sing some of that action. That booty, baby. Clap. Woo, clap it,
look,
please.
Yeah,
I want to hear it.
If you do. Sorry?
This isn't a prank call. Put your phone on the butt. It's a booty call.
We have
pork butt.
Pork butt.
Who are all these people on the phone? God damn it!
If you have a pork butt,
nice dark chocolate behind. That's what I want. Some chocolate.
Look, I'm gonna huff and puff. I'm gonna blow your restaurant down.
That's true.
That chocolate pork behind.
Stop calling me, God damn it!
Yeah, your restaurant is very offensive to my friend, Saul Rosenberg.
What?
On an Indian food.
Hello, Nepal. Hello,
Nepal. Hi. Do you guys have chicken tikka masalas?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Do you guys have garlic naan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have papadoms?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you have banchor?
I'm sorry?
My friend wants to know if you guys have banchor.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's when your sister comes and starts kissing me on the lips while you watch us.
Yeah, he heard you.
Hey, you old bastard.
Hello?
Hello?
No.
Hey. How's it going, buddy?
good, good. You?
Nah, I'm doing all right. I've had a really rough week, but, you know, I'm holding in there. So what's new with you, man?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I think yeah. I fixed it.
Hey, Sutmaraniwa Kutarwecho Tormadi Sudiala. How are you?
Da, bueno.
All right.
Out of my side, okay.
Guest of India.
Okay, I got an idea.
Guest of India, open out.
Hey, hi, how's it going, Pran?
How you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm good, you?
Pretty good.
Yes, hello. Good, good. Business been all right tonight?
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is business been pretty busy tonight?
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Hey, I was wondering, can I place an order to go?
Right now?
Well, I mean, either now or in like 20 minutes. Shit, I don't know, man. I'm hungry now, you know what I mean?
Now would be better. Now would be better. We close at 9 o'clock.
Oh shit! Oh, I'm like right at the edge there. Oh man.
No worry. No,
do you have any like just trash food that you're gonna get rid of anyway? Like, I'll take that and I'll order like an order of like Papa Dom's and Banchos and all that.
We don't have it pretty much today, but like we can make something pretty quick if you know if you're in a hurry.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to put you out. I mean, you guys, like, are probably, you know, looking forward to going home to your sisters and kissing them like a bunch of, you know, because it's Friday night.
Right.
Hey, Dad. Dad.
Sorry, hey. Do you want to order something?
Daddy.
You know, I can take the order.
Hey.
Oh,
so
no, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this
is... a microwave telephone, too.
My name is Sanjay.
Yeah.
Hello?
It
hello?
It sounds very micro...
I want
that is nice.
Hello?
Hi, is Nunu there?
No, sir. Restaurant?
You know when he'll be there?
Restaurant? No.
Nunu, he's the chef. He's like one of the main chefs there. He's my friend.
Now there's an echo.
No, sir, there's nobody named Nunu.
No, sir, there's nobody named Nunu.
Nunu works there, dude. Come on. He works there with you.
No.
No.
There's nobody named Nunu.
Is there any other name?
Yeah, his other name is Benchod.
What about Sanjay? Sanjay.
No. There's nobody named.
There's nobody named Benchod there?
No.
No.
What about you? Is that you?
No, it's not me.
Then who is it? Who's the Benchod there?
Utilika. He working tonight. Utilika.
Is your sister there? Can I talk to your sister or your mother?
No, I don't think.
How many fathers do you have? Where are they?
Excuse me?
How many fathers do you have? How many fathers did your mother mate with to have you?
Lerlinia on 6.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
All right. How can I help?
Oh, I need to make an order for takeaway.
Sure. Phone number, please.
It's 303.
And your name?
Ben Chode.
Is it Ben?
Yes, Benjamin Chode.
All right. What would you like?
One gandu.
Okay, he already left.
Oh, Is mother there? Mother?
Hey,
bring mother to phone. Bring mother.
No, Gandu left already.
Oh, is Ulu Kapata there?
No.
Oh.
Lund is here though.
Oh, Lund, yes. Can I speak to Mr. Lund?
Hola, yeah. Lund in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gun in your
mouth. Put my father on.
Yeah, gun in your mouth, Lund in your mouth.
Yeah, Lund in my mouth, yes.
No.
You can't yell now, right? When gun in your mouth, Lund in your mouth.
No. You're wrong, sir. You're wrong.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
No. It's a Jay-Z quote. It's hard to yell with a barrel in your mouth, right?
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Yes. No, that's
Hova.
Yeah.
Hova.
Yes, that's Jigga.
I want
Jigga man. Yeah.
I want the phone.
All right. Yeah. That knows what's up.
That's no Jay-Z, that's Jigga.
Can I want
fuck your wife, Lassie,
please?
Thank you.
No,
thank you,
Bring him out.
Bring him out.
Yeah,
this guy's awesome.
Yeah. You see while we turn the conversation through? Yeah. I love that. I'm getting the vibe.
Your mother?
Dude, it's so good.
Your mother, we all took turns having sex with your mother, and we played that one song, Ain't No Fun If the Homies Can't Get None.
Oh, God damn. He got jokes and nobody loves him.
Hey, sir.
All right.
Why would you be
thank
so
you so much, friends.
Your order
will be ready in
25 minutes. It's a homie's cane.
Sir, I'm one of your thousand father. Hello?
Oh my finger.
Yes, sir.
I am your boss. Hello, son. How are you?
Your boss? Oh, low last name Rick Ross?
No, I am your boss.
Oh, the only boss we know over here is like Rick Ross.
Oh, Terabape.
Oh, Mariapa, Terabape.
Ross.
Rick Ross.
I mean, I don't know. I'm more of a Freeway. You know Freeway, right?
Wow, you guys are so ghetto.
Oh, no. We know Memphis Bleek.
We know Memphis Bleek.
Freeway was dope because he made an album with Jake One.
That's awesome.
Jake One produced one of Freeway's albums, and he made some of my favorite beats on that one. It was actually pretty good.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, no. I love Cassidy.
Cassidy is great.
I never really fucked with Cassidy that much. I feel like there's a lot better people out there during the time.
No, Cassidy, Cassidy is the shit. He actually came up from his mama's asshole, yeah.
Hey, Maradiwa. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, Haram Tani.
What are your thoughts on the clips and Pusha T?
There's only one song.
Pusha T and Malice with the clips, but I mean Pusha T.
Mention one Pusha T. Yeah. Pusha T's record, bro. Mention one.
Yeah. I'm out of the clip era.
Pusha T made Drake become a father. He dissed him so bad that he made him bring his son out into his life.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Pusha T. Oh, Pusha his T, White Lines. Have you heard his White Lines remix? Like. From Cocaine Bear, the movie, he did a remix of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five's White Lines, which is by far the best song to do cocaine to ever.
There's only one song.
But he does a remix of it.
Thanks, no, mention one.
This is getting too complicated.
I mean, really.
Hey, Sur.
You know about
Sur.
Bond?
I'm sad Malice dropped off, but Pusha T is still amazing.
Pusha T, nobody heard him before.
Pusha T's
ever heard before.
I know, right? Well, dude, and
one of Bond's last
and you make me a bong
blinding. Like the lyrics in that one, when he's like, but there's always Kane.
To change.
Like, do you like Jay-Z's song, the one they made with your cousin, the one that goes?
Good morning. Yeah, that's my favorite song, bro. Yeah.
It goes.
Hey, Suravaisha Sur, it doesn't go like that. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And that cuts really well with the Knight Rider theme, too.
Yeah. Well, you should make a beat, bro.
Buster
Rhymes. Look. Yeah. Shit, you ruined the classic,
That Knight Rider cut is super great on that. No, it's a weird audio thing. It's a weird audio echo. Not ideal.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. There you go.
Yeah.
I like the gold matcha. I like the juicy.
Well, it was good talking to you, man. Thanks for doing the report about our
MF Doom
our
is the best one out of all these fuckers from New York. MF Doom is the best.
I've talked to in a while.
Oh my
so.
God. All right, close down the call.
Stay up, buddy. Yeah, you're awesome. Keep shining, you diamond, crazy
thanks
diamond you.
For playing. You're
bye,
a lot of fun.
Bye, Chitya.
You're very funny.
Bye. Bye, Haram Jara.
The car or something. The car
hi,
or something.
Hi, Sutmara Nifa. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Hi. What
Hello?
Are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Hi, what are you doing tonight?
I'm dancing.
Are you dancing with your sister?
Your sister.
Yeah,
no, what is the
not
question?
My sister. I'm dancing with your sister. My sister is your sister.
Good evening, Safran Bharat Sawjodhan.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is Nunu there? Is Nunu there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is Nunu there?
Nunu?
Nunu?
Yeah, is Nunu there?
Who's speaking?
My name is Gandu, and I'm looking for Nunu.
Oh.
Silvio, Kidder Lodge, this is Adrian speaking. How may I help you?
Where the fuck is Nunu, you bitch?
What?
You heard me. I said, where's Nunu? Put him on the phone.
Who?
Nunu. Put him on the phone.
Yeah. We need his money.
Where's
my fucking money?
Money.
Hello. Can I help you? This is Pam at Kill Deer Lodge.
I like to kill deer. Is Nunu there?
Nunu.
I think.
Put fucking Nunu on the phone, goddamn.
Put Nunu on. We need fucking money.
I think you have the wrong number, you.
Pam.
Listen here.
Pam.
Mr. Lodge, is it them? Ashley Lodge.
Hello? Can you hear me, dude?
Hello? I can hear you.
Well, I just called there,
Hello?
And the people kept saying there's an echo, and they can't hear me, and all this BS, bro, and I'm trying to get a room.
Oh, you must have called the other place. I can hear you pretty good.
No, bro. It was somebody there, and they said they couldn't hear me, and now I'm pissed off.
All right. Well, you didn't call me because I haven't talked to you until now. Until now.
Well, now you're going to deal with it, you motherfucker, and you're going to like it.
Who the fuck says?
I'm your fucking daddy now, boy. Why don't you get on your knees and give me a kiss?
Give you what?
Get on your fucking knees and give me a kiss right on my ass. Just like you know how.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Stay quiet because you know I'm right. Little bitch boy.
My turn. You decision.
Milkman, please be quiet. It sounds really messed up. You hear that? That's your fuck dad right there, dude. I have him bent over right now.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing to him?
I'm doing what I'm going to do to your wife and your sister next. Fucking them.
That's disturbing.
Why is that disturbing, you bitch? Because you can't get in on this? You got a limp dick or what?
That's pretty good.
That's what your mom told me after I ate her ass. I stuck my tongue so far up her asshole, she saw it come out of her fucking...
Eddie!
Okay, who is this?
I stuck my tongue so far up your mom's asshole when she turned left to cough, it came out of her throat.
It's Ratty Mike on 8.6. You just got fucked in the A.
Everyone's audio sounds all fucked up, dude. It's like starting to get on my nerves.
What are we in?
Am I still echoing?
No, I don't think so. Hello?
How are
Broadway
you today?
In. Hello?
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 How are you today, I said, damn it.
Hello?
I'm good. How are you?
I'd like to make an order.
This is the Roadway Inn. It's a hotel.
Yeah, I'm ordering you to come up to my room and give me a pillow.
Who is this?
Hi, what's up, me? What's up?
Nothing. Who is this?
You know who it is. Take a guess.
No.
Yeah, it's me.
Who's me?
You know who it is. Take a guess, and I'll tell you. I'll be honest.
I don't know who it is.
Remember, I bent you over the front desk, and I fucked you right there when nobody was in the lobby?
No.
How do you not remember that?
Because it didn't happen.
It did, and you hit your head on the computer monitor, and it fell over and broke, and we had to go to Best Buy and buy a new one before the boss came, remember?
No, I don't.
Well, you want to make your dream a reality or what? Shit.
Who is this?
I'm just know that I'm handsome, I'm tall, I'm in shape, and yeah, let's just go. Let's just get it over with.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Are you married? Do you got a boyfriend?
That was... Hey, do you know about coconut foam telephony? Because, like, we're in a real pickle right now and could use some help.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in a pickle right now and we need some help with coconut foam telephony. It's kind of a big deal because there's, like, a bitrate compression thing and there's a weird echo going on. And we just kind of need to speak to the manager.
He only works during the day and during the week, so you'd have to call back on Monday.
Well, I mean, there's got to be an operational manager, like, you know, a man on duty that, like, gets things done when, you know, shit falls, you know, gets real, you know, and, like, situations need to get addressed right away. There's got to be somebody that we can talk, like, I mean, is it you? Because, like, you sound like, you know, you wear the pants in this relationship of employment.
I'm sorry. What do you need?
Oh, listen, we need to talk to the manager. And
okay,
by manager, I mean acting manager. Acting manager, I'm not saying, I know he only works during the week and during the days. I get it. But, like, there's gotta be somebody that, like, is in charge of the shit. I mean, is this the coconut? Happy day.
Hello.
Hi, happy day.
I'm sorry, who is this?
I'm sorry. Nope. I'm sorry. I would like to make a reservation.
Okay, so we are run like an Airbnb. So you make reservations
online. Oh, that's fine.
Online.
I'd like to make a reservation, though. Well, I mean, can you do it? Like, I'm not, like, a technology person. I'm old. I'm set in my way. Like, I like to make that personal connection over the phone with, like, you know, people and have that human touch, you know? It's so lost in this world today, you know, where everything's all social media, tweets, and Elon Musk's and all that. Like, I'd like to make a reservation, though. Can you please help me with that? And can you please shake that child quiet? It is really distracting me right now. Just shake it quiet. Please, my God. All right, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean, let's be honest, that thing needs to shut the fuck up. But I need to make a reservation, and you sound like Peach.
Peter Lodge.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm looking for a room, but I need to get consent from you for my constipation issue. My doctor said I should call ahead.
What?
And he said, you should call ahead. They might not let you in if you have a constipation. Consent form constipation? He said you'd have it there. I don't know.
No. No, sorry.
Do I need to get your consent if I'm dealing with a constipation issue?
I don't. No. No.
Because I'm concerned I might, when it happens, it might crack the toilet, he said.
Right. So, no, thank you.
No, I'm asking you. I just need to know.
Colin Hazen, can I help you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Hello?
Hi. I'm here with my family. We're in the station wagon. We're doing things. I just need to know if you got room for us.
Yes, we do.
Okay, do you know what the C word is?
Hello, Abby House.
Hey, it's me, Jason. Hey, how's it going? It's me, Jason and Frank. I'd like to make a reservation.
Okay, for when?
Next Tuesday. I think that's what I'm in. Is next Tuesday. Yeah.
We're booked all next week.
We don't have anything for next...
Nope.
What's that?
We don't have anything
Hello?
For next
Hello? Yeah,
next
I'm
month.
Talking.
I'm listening.
You don't have anything until next month?
We don't have anything at all
Man.
Next week.
Well,
after next week we do, but next week we're completely booked.
No, okay, wait. It's the 27th, right? Is that next week?
No, if you're talking the 27th.
Yeah, the 27th. Sorry. I've been in like a drunken fugue the last couple days. My wife left me and trying to cope with things. Sorry, I don't want to like unload this on you, but anyway, I'd like the 27th is when my probation hearing is. And yeah, so it would be like the 26th through the 28th, depending on the outcome, but I'll pay for all three.
Danny.
So I'm Jason Danny. David Frank. I'm here at a millions.
Danny.
Tammy.
All right, let me go downstairs
Hello?
In just a minute. Yep, still here.
All right, cool. Oh, thanks. Sorry, it's been a rough, like, month after Tammy left me. She got really back into the methamphetamine. And, like, I mean, hey, she's an adult. She can make her own choices. Like, I get it. But, like, it just
okay,
sucks,
so,
you know?
So you need a room for which days again? 26th through the 28th?
The 26th through the 28th, yeah. Because that's what my hearing is. I kind of pushed her really hard when, you know, she was yelling at me. She, like, grabbed me by the neck and stuff. And I did what I needed to. I just shoved her. Like, it got her away from me. But, you know, the police got involved.
Do you prefer a room with a shower or a big soaking tub?
I mean, actually, a big soaking tub sounds really nice. I mean,
okay.
Given the circumstance, yeah, that sounds like a really nice amenity. I am actually very partial for that.
Okay, give me your name again.
It's Jason.
Hey, Daddy.
It's
some man.
Jason.
Some man
Jason.
Just dropped off pills.
Sorry, my son is being a little X right now. My name is Jason David Frank.
Okay, and can I get a good phone number for you?
Yeah, area code 723-8663.
Okay, there's got to be some other digits. What's the area code again?
Oh, sorry. 723.
Okay.
662375. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit drunk right now.
Okay,
my wife
leaving
me is
really
shook me up, man. I'm sorry, dude.
I'll put these on. Why don't you call me back tomorrow when you're sober and we'll finalize this thing.
Listen, I just need a friend to talk to. Like, right now, I've got this, like, I'm thinking about just, like, taking this, you know, this little firearm. Kind of. Sorry. I don't want to put that on you. Listen, that's unfair to you. I'm going to be okay. Listen, I'm gonna sober up. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Things will get better.
I've got the door blocked, but call me tomorrow and we'll get all the details.
All right. I'm Jason David Frank. Remember that.
Okay.
I'm a hero to millions. Okay, bye.
I'm Dan. I'll
talk
to you tomorrow. Bye.
All right, Dan. Love you.
All right. Good night.
All right. Bye.
How may I help?
How did I fucking forget
Hello?
That?
I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Hello?
What was that?
Hi.
Hello?
I'm calling about the job. Yeah. Hello?
Who is this?
This is Jack. I dropped an application off at the front desk for the front area there.
Uh-huh.
I was going to be...
Jack?
I was going to do some entertaining.
I see. Well, we have
your application. What kind of venue is it? Because you do? Okay.
Here, let me turn you over to my front desk agent.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Brandy. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jack. I left my application there at the front desk. I was going to do some entertaining there.
Oh, okay. Well, what...
Yeah, so...
What type of entertaining? Like our restaurant and our bar is no longer open.
Oh, okay. What I do is I come in with a monkey, and the monkey is naked, and so am I, and we do this little dance.
Oh, my Lord.
With AI is just...
America's Best Value Inn.
Hi, America. How are you? My
Good.
Name is Canada.
Okay.
Good.
Yes, son?
Okay.
Here, let me give my son the phone. Hey, hello? Oh, you've hung up already.
Hi.
America's Best Value Inn.
Hello. This is Corporate Machines making a reservation for Indian for July 26th. Do you accept? Do you accept?
Once you say, do you want to make a reservation? No, I'd like to make a booking.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, slut. How's it going, man? How you been, dude? It's been forever.
Hello, man. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice, dude.
I can't hear.
I can't believe what happened with Karen. I can't believe what happened with Karen, though. Like,
there's
a
background noise. I can't hear you on the team.
Hey, sure.
Listen, Karen.
What's your problem?
Hey, Kutaravicha, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sorry, Worm.
Who's your Bob?
How are you, son? I am
your
Bob.
It's me, Jason David Frank. I'm a hero to millions. Do you remember me from the Power Ranger?
What the fuck you like?
I was the Green Ranger and the White Power Ranger.
My father is your father, is a Power Ranger.
It's Morphin time!
Yes,
Gandu!
Who is asking you?
Gandu!
You, Gandu.
Mother, our father. I found our father.
I got it. Hey, Mother Toad. Ulupata.
Mother Toad.
I found our... Hey,
Mother Toad.
How are you
doing that? Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. I need to make a reservation.
But I barely hear you, sir.
Hello. Can you hear me now? Hello. Can you hear me now?
No.
I'm an adult American.
Mhm. What you need?
Is it? I need to make a reservation.
For what?
Indian. I'd like to make a reservation for Indian on July 28th. Number one American
July
party. I'm just new drink. Yeah.
Okay. This is not a hotel, though, sir. Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
Okay. That's okay.
It's okay. Ooh. Sorry. Where am I calling right now?
Oh.
Yeah, they'll hate their job.
Hey, lady,
because...
can I help you?
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Gandu. Can I have a room, please?
You said you need the room?
Yeah, I need a room.
Okay, one bed or two bed?
Huh? One bed for me and your sister.
Hey, you want me to report your number to the police the way you are calling?
You, coward.
Listen here. You're going to listen to me.
We are paying customers. We're Americans.
Hey.
Skylining.
Buddy, please, can we just be friends?
What's going on, sir?
I really want to have sex with your sister. Can we please be friends?
Mr. Link, can I help you?
Please, buddy, can you please have my sister, please?
Excuse me? Hello?
My sister is here. She is yours for you to have. Hello?
I am sister.
This is America's Best All In Hotel. What person are you looking?
I am sister.
Well, I want your sister. And I want your sister, and you can have my sister. We can trade.
Trade. Oh, don't like the trade?
Hello, sir.
Is he holding the lantern?
Hmm. John, over
there. Hello?
Help you today.
Hi. Good. I got a question for you. Can you hold the lantern as I have it with your sister?
You have wrong number, sir.
I don't have anyone here to hold the lantern for me, you Ulu.
You got wrong number.
No, I've got hotel number. I want to make deal with you. You hold the lantern for me, and you can have my lovely sister.
Nope.
This is Christy. How can I help you?
Hi. You wouldn't happen to have a brother working there?
A what?
Your brother. Does your brother work there with you?
No.
Do you have a sister?
No.
You're just a single child that works in a motel?
I'm 50 years old. I don't think I'm a child.
Oh, well, single child, like you were brought up in a single child home.
No, I wasn't brought up in a single child home. Who is this?
Do you have a brother or a sister, goddammit? God, that fucking lady was sick.
Pretty angry now.
Basil Superbike, this is Christy. How can I help you?
Listen here, motherfucker. You don't hang up on me. I was talking to you.
Well, Super 8, this is Allison. How may I help you?
I'm just calling to say I'm sorry, okay? You just caught me at a bad
time.
Dude,
if you call back again, I'm calling the police. Don't call this number back.
That's why I'm saying sorry.
Hi, holy shit, I don't remember doing this. I made a mess in the room. I was out. Well, the bedroom, of course, silly.
Which room number?
Oh, well, that's the funny thing. It fell off. My friend, he was gnawing on it and he ate it, so I don't really recall what the room number was because he ate the room number.
I was hungry.
I can't. I'm currently shackled to the bed, and that's where the mess begins. And my friend here, he's also shackled to the bed. The lady that was here that was giving us lap dances all night, she left and she took our clothes and our phones. I'm calling you on the room phone. Or whatever this thing is. Maybe it's her phone.
Without room number, how can I come to the
buddy, room? The lady, she came and she put us on the bed and she took us, man. She took us.
Okay, but we have to know which room you are in, right? So, what is your name? Name of the room?
Buddy, you gotta just come to the room. We don't know the room number. You need to just come.
What is the name?
I don't know the girl's name. Her name was Cinnamon. Her name was Cinnamon. We don't know her real name. I don't know the name of the room. Come on.
How can I find that? In which floor you are, at least?
You telling me, man. It's your hotel, man. You telling me.
Hello?
Hello.
What is the room number, sir? I want to come to your room, but I have to know
you,
which room you... What is your name?
You better come to the room. You are going to have to come now, man.
What is the name, sir? What is your name?
My name?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable telling you my name because it's not on the room. It's not our room, man. It's not our room.
It's not your room. Then what are you doing in the room?
It's a lady. The lady got me and my boyfriend to come to her room and she left. She's gone. She said, I go in getting pillows and she's not coming back, man. We're in the fucking room and you don't listen.
What is her name?
We don't know her name. Her name is... Her name was Siniman. Siniman.
Siniman?
Her name is Siniman is the winner, man.
Siniman, there's no name on the guest, so...
Well, what the fucking... Come on, man. You need to do something. Please, you idiot son of a bitch.
What is the name of the room, sir? Without knowing the room number, I can't come to the room. Otherwise, I can call the police, yeah?
Just come, man. Just coming to the room. Just come.
Yeah, I will just call the police. Just wait, sir.
Ah, bullshit.
Yeah, they will help you.
Bullshit.
Just wait. I will calling the cops.
You,
just a second.
You better not call shit. Bullshit, man. You're bullshit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you heard me. Bullshit.
I'm calling the cops. Just wait.
For what, man? Because you don't know me?
Thank you for calling Nice and Sexy. This is Harry. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a room there and I have a problem because I already left the building, but I'm hoping you can check the room I was in.
Which room?
I might have left a few things up there. I'm not sure
what
the room
the
number.
Room?
I'm not sure of the room number. If you could just check all the rooms where somebody recently checked out.
What is the name of you, ma'am? What is the name of the reservation?
Cinnamon.
What is the name of the reservation?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Just to wait.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Shannon or Cinnamon? Shannon Fisher.
No, cinnamon. Cinnamon, like the spice you don't want to eat a spoonful of.
Cinnamon.
Unless you're into that kind of thing.
Is it a second floor or first floor, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What is the floor number? Which floor you are?
I don't know. What I'm telling you is that I've left the building. I left two men in my room that are tied up. And so any room that somebody recently checked out of, you should check that. Because I don't want to go back there. I don't want to deal with them. They're annoying, so.
You checked out at which time?
I don't know. I left there a few hours ago. I don't know the specific time, but if you could just check all the rooms where somebody recently left, there's two guys in there that probably need some
help
at this point.
They will help them, okay.
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because they probably already gotten loose.
They got loose. Then if something happened to the property, then who is responsible for that?
Well, whoever the name is under for the room, then they will pay for it.
What is the name of the reservation, ma'am? Can I know that?
I'm sorry. We had really hardcore sex, and it was very violent, and I hit my head. So I can't really remember much, but... I think there was an owl in there, too, that was holding a lantern. I think there was an owl in the room that was holding a lantern and saying that we were on DB Road.
DB Road? No, ma'am. We can't go like that, right? Every room and check.
I know, right? It was really fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. One of the men's outside. All
right,
you talked to
right
one
here.
Of the guys.
Did
he,
you think
he
escaped. You lost me?
Hello?
You thought you lost me, bitch? Hey, buddy, we got out of the room and we found the lady. We're not even in the same hotel, you fucking idiot. We're in a different hotel.
Oh, okay. You are in a different hotel.
So fuck you, buddy, for helping us. Yes, we are in a different hotel, so fuck you for not helping us, buddy.
The first time.
Grocery outlet, downtown LA, how can I help you?
Yes, a learning process.
I'm sorry? Can you repeat that?
Hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Having trouble with your connection there. You're a little bit noisy. Could you step a little closer to the receiver?
How about now? Is this okay?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot better. Hi, I got my brother here. I was trying to make the call for him. He can't see real good right now. He's got an infected eye. I'm going to hand him the phone here. Here, Brother Axel. Take this, buddy. I got him on.
Yeah, hi. You have asshole cream?
I'm not quite sure, but I can go ahead and check with you.
The preparation asshole cream?
Is there a specific brand that you might be looking for?
It can be generic asshole cream. It doesn't matter, as long as it takes care of the sting and the pain and the large problem.
Okay,
if they got Buttmilk brand.
Buttmilk brand?
I'm sorry, which brand?
Buttmilk.
Let me go ahead and try checking for you.
Okay. Look for that Buttmilk. Yeah.
Getting back. Dude, this is the best hold music ever. This is good.
Feeling my chorizo.
Where's your chocha, baby, baby?
Hello?
Take a boom, bubble
ass. Hey, can you put us back on hold again? That music was awesome.
After this call, let's go to hold.
Yeah.
I did it. Oh, fuck. He may never come back. Oh, shit. Okay, thanks.
I mean, that is a jam. I mean, it's not going to lie.
It's good.
The axle will clean up later. Feature. I will have already fixed this. Damn, this is solid as shit.
Is this a part of the show?
Yeah, it's the part where we listen to music for no reason.
Is Axel's rendering in bit?
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Serenite Waterfront Lodge.
How are you today?
I'm alright.
I really just wanted to know, you know, Kimi no Suizu o Tabetai?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Basically, anata na watakashi, jushin itabete yamesu.
English.
I'm having trouble understanding.
Anata no ishiri o tabetai desu. Motherfucker. You know, listen or what?
I'm sorry, I'm just having a hard time understanding over the phone.
Did you ever, get, disciplined a lot when you were a kid by your dad? He would tell you, you know, listen?
Yeah, I can.
Your ears, not your ass.
Huh? What'd you say, sir? My grandpa was talking, I couldn't hear you. What?
I can understand you now.
Oh, what was your favorite toy growing up as a kid?
Yeah, a toy going. I'm just having a hard time understanding.
Toy. Play with toys growing up?
Yeah, okay. Play with toys growing up.
In the 50s, like my grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
Probably Ghostbuster stuff.
Really? So you were a kid in the 80s?
Yeah.
So what other movies do you like? Rambo, Terminator?
Terminator, sure.
That was a good one, huh? Terminator 2 was good, huh?
Yep.
My favorite movie of one of my favorite movies of all time is John Carpenter's The Thing. That movie's fucking sick. That's a badass movie.
Yeah, with the flamethrower.
Yeah. Well, no, I like the fact that you didn't know who the fuck it was the whole time. Like, you didn't know. Even the people didn't know.
Right.
And they started, like, getting mad at each other. It was really good. Really well written. You like Clint Eastwood? Or Dirty Harry?
Spaghetti Westerns and all that, yep.
Oh, well, what about Dirty Harry? That was filmed in San Francisco. Have you ever been to San Francisco?
No, I've never been to San Francisco.
That's where my grandpa's from. He can fuck you in your ass if you want it. You hear me?
I like to walk around naked. I like to walk around naked near the beach by the rainbow flag. You see me naked, buddy?
Baby, man, it looks shriveled up. Look like worse than the dead.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
You heard him?
I was having a little problem here. My brother's going to take the phone here. Go ahead, take it, please.
Hey, what's your problem? What's your problem, buddy?
I'm sorry, who are you?
Do we got a problem?
Fuck off.
Who am I? Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you?
Best Western Santa Clay. Hello?
Hey, we have kind of an issue.
What's up?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
So, me and my boyfriend, Milkman, we got a room here, and we snuck a pet in, and it, like, accidentally the room.
I'm sorry, what did you?
So, Milkman brought his pet bird with him, and we put it next to the bed, and the bed shook, and it knocked the bird over, the bird cage over, and the bird started flying around in the room, and it took a big shit on the bed.
Okay.
It's a big poopy.
Oh, if you need new sheets, come on down.
So this dumbass. This dumbass says, hey. So this dumbass, he says, we need to grab a bucket from the ice machine because if we get the bird feathers wet, it'll stop flying. So he runs outside, goes and grabs the little bucket. But when he comes back in, the bird fucking flies out the front, the fucking door to the room. And then this dumbass tries throwing it. The water at the bird, and it gets on the fucking TV like an idiot.
Sorry, that happened. I'm sorry.
See?
Okay.
So now we got a fucking bird flying all over the place and a wet TV and a shit on the bed.
catch the birdie. He's flying by, but I can't stop him.
And this ain't our fucking fault, so we ain't paying for shit. You better give us our security deposit back. And you're going to help us find our fucking bird. Our bird's named Nunu.
If he's at the door, he might be at the door. I keep hearing him tweeting.
Hello there, sir. Can you hear me? You have balls in your ears or something?
I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
Yeah, you heard that, didn't you? You're pretty smart there, aren't you, buddy?
Please, come on down.
Smart guy.
You're just going to stand there on the phone, breathing with your mouth open?
You're dead.
Hi, this is Stacy. Leave a message.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I have an idea.
Hi, Stacy. I heard you have it going on. If you can give me a call back at this number right away, I have a job for you. Just give me a call, okay? I love you. Bye.
Up the year that Stacy was proper. Possible.
Good morning, Hotel Saranac. Good morning, Hotel Saranac.
Hi.
Hello?
They're here.
So, hi, there's a squirrel in the room. There's
I'm sorry, what was
in
that?
The room.
And which room would that be?
There's a goddamn squirrel in the room, and it keeps... I don't know the room. It's not my room. It's some guy that I met at the club. He took me here, and he's in the bathroom taking a big shit. And he's been in there for a long time, and there's a big fucking squirrel that came out of one of the electric...
Quality Inn, how can I help you?
Me and Milkman, Rita. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Rita.
Hey, Tuts. Let me talk to the man, the manager on duty. Hello?
Fuck you, you fucking bitch.
Just not if you can hear me. I want to talk to the manager.
Like plastic.
Isn't there a crossover with the anaconda?
Quality
Inn,
how can I help you?
Yeah, we're in the goddamn room and a fucking squirrel came out of the vent.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
There's a goddamn squirrel coming in and out of the vents of your goddamn room. God damn it.
Okay, sir, can you not curse at me because that would, like, help the whole conversation?
There's a goddamn squirrel in this room and you don't want me to curse?
Well, sir, I'd like to keep it civil. I don't know what to do right now. I have to call someone.
It's going to be your problem if you don't get over here and get this goddamn squirrel out.
Sir?
It has nuts in its mouth and everything.
Sir?
Ma'am?
What room
Ma'am.
Are you in? Yes.
Don't
what
even talk to me
in,
anymore.
Sir?
Talk to my goddamn husband. Talk to my husband.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What room are you in, hon?
Hi.
What
I'm
room
sorry.
Are you in?
I'm sorry. My husband. Listen, calm down.
I can fully understand he's upset, but I
calm
just
down.
Need
calm
to
down.
Know what
okay.
room are you in.
I know. Take a deep breath.
God
we need to
damn it,
down,
mother
okay?
fucking squirrel.
It's the squirrel. The squirrel is like, I've never been in a hotel where there's
okay,
been
what
a
room are you in? Sir,
fucking
what room are you
my
in?
Nuts.
Listen, honey, you need to stop swearing, okay?
I'm so sorry. What room are you in? Oh, my God. What room are you in?
You know,
secret
ma'am.
Squirrel and his goddamn nuts all over the place.
Man, it's... Hello?
For the next show, straighten our audio out.
Hello?
Good evening.
Hi. How are you doing tonight, honey?
I'm sorry?
How are you doing tonight? Beautiful.
I'm fine, thanks.
I'm here with my grandfather.
Please call him, please.
I'm me? Al. My name's Al.
Okay, great.
I'm looking
great.
For
sorry.
A booking.
At 1 in the morning?
Yeah.
Sir.
Work late.
Sir. We're trying to make a reservation.
I'm sorry, what is the noise in the background?
I might have woken you up.
That's our grandfather.
Listen, it's our grandfather. He's got dementia.
Who are you people?
Okay. Let's talk tomorrow, guys. How about that? Something sounds a little off here, and it's 1 in the morning, so.
It's a perfect time to make a room booking.
Okay, I'm hanging up, guys. See you later.
What's this happening, Minnie? Hello?
Hello?
What's this happening? Hello?
I'm going to say this in the nicest
Hello?
Way possible, but why in the fuck is there a squirrel in the room?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello? Where are you?
Squirrel in the room.
Okay. What room are you in?
I don't know. I met a guy at the bar, and he took me to his room, and he's been in the bathroom taking a shit. While I'm sitting here on the bed, butt naked, by the way, a fucking squirrel came out of the vent.
Okay, well, I've never had anything in this building, but a squirrel in our area is not unheard of. But I can't help you if I don't know what room it's in, sweetheart.
You got my nuts.
I'm sorry, what?
The squirrel got my nuts.
Okay, listen, I am balls to the wall, so if you would like some help with something that's in your room, then you're going to need to tell me where you are. Otherwise, I'm hanging up.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fuck yeah. So hot. Yeah. Take it balls to the wall. Come on, Ito. Up here. Oh.
Good morning, Adirondack Food Plaza.
Hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, sir.
Here.
Why the fuck are there balls on the walls?
Excuse me?
This lady Hello? That was working with you guys came up to the room and I asked for an extra pillow. She said, I'm balls to the walls, and just walked away. The fuck does that mean?
Where are you calling from, sir?
My room. And you're starting to piss me off too. Talk to my brother. I'm getting pissed.
What room are you in? Yeah,
we got our finger stuck here in a party hole. And got the finger stuck in a party hole. The problem is the finger.
Take the phone, dude. I'm pissed.
Hole.
Take the phone. I'm pissed.
Damn, you're in my party hole.
Hey, now, you're going to have to treat my brother a little bit better. He gets aggravated if you start talking this to him, okay? The problem he's got the party finger stuck in the party hole, and he cannot get it out. So, could you please provide assistance? Wait a minute.
All right.
Adirondack Spruce Lodge.
Why did you hang up on us?
What room are you in?
You fucking know what room we're in.
Tell me your room number. I'll be right there.
You ain't gonna do shit.
Hello?
I'm not telling you shit. You have to knock on all the doors to find us.
3 Come meet me. 102 Carter Daddy.
14
I'm fucking right now. You ain't gonna disturb nobody.
9
Daddy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey.